Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast, Mind Over Caribbean American. I am your host, Lynn, and welcome back. Now, this week has been to myself, you know, just me. Child's out on fall break, so she's out and about. But I had a week to myself, and I thought, like, oh, I'm about to do this, I'm about to do that, I'm about to do this. And what I've mostly been doing is catching up on my sleep, which is so crazy because I thought, like, the older my child gets, that, oh, you know, I will eventually be going to bed at a good time, but nope, not at all. So one thing I've admitted that my expectations are pretty high, and my expectations for myself are pretty high as well, but it's like, how do you determine, like, oh, you know, I'm pushing myself more, like, without trying to, like, down, I don't know how it goes, but it's just like, I'm always have high expectations for myself, but I need to be more realistic, and I want to say plan stuff out, but let myself know that, hey, you have this time to yourself, take your time, you don't have to, like, try to, like, shove everything into this one time space. Spread stuff out, you know, it's okay to come back to stuff the next day. And one thing I had to check myself, because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not being productive, and then myself was like, girl, you washed the dishes, you washed and dried some clothes, the floors are vacuumed, you know, just stuff like that. And I was like, okay, bitch, like, but I guess because I just see those things as, oh, I'm always doing that. But it's like stuff that I want to do. That's what I mean when I'm like, oh, I'm not being productive. It's just stuff that I want to do. And it's so crazy because it's like we're in an era to where that type of stuff, you don't have to really stretch yourself. Like, oh, I need to make sure I do this, I need to make sure I do that. Because you could just, like, plug stuff in or whatnot. I can't wait until I hit the point in my life where I'm, like, paying people to do stuff for me. Like, I think everybody thinks about that. Like, because I was just getting an email from this, I can't remember what it was, but they were having an event. They end up canceling it. But they were just like, I was like, dang, I really, really want to go, but you know, but I'm just saying, like, in general, it'd just be so much stuff that I want to go to, but I'm like, I physically don't want to go to it, but I do want to go to it or whatnot. And I'm like, dang, I wish I could pay somebody to go to an event or whatnot, give them my ticket, let them, you know, collect samples and all that stuff. But back to, like, me or whatnot. So I had to check myself and be like, girl, you're being productive. Even if you don't think that those things, you know, you're still getting up and you're doing something with yourself instead of just sitting around being sad or whatnot. Even though I don't really be sitting around, like, I actually be doing something with myself. But it's just stuff that I want to do. And it's so crazy because a lot of stuff that I don't really count as being productive. Because this week, I would say that I did what I needed to do. Even if it wasn't stuff that I kind of planned on already doing, it was still stuff that was on my to-do list. Like, I cleaned my closet. I did a whole video on cleaning my closet. I rearranged my room. I always clean my bathroom. But, like, you know, just mopping the floors or whatever, bathroom, kitchen, and, you know, rearranging stuff and stuff. Like, that's still being productive. You know, I just see it as like, oh, I always do that. It's still being productive. I can still breathe without being like, oh, shoot, I gotta do that. But, child, yes, I had a whole week to myself. Blog posts, why millennial moms are taking more breaks than our moms from back in the day. And me catching up on sleep is probably a good thing. Like, in this episode, we're gonna be talking about maintenance. Like, your crib, your area, your room, to your personal self, your body, you know, your mind, all that stuff. But I just want to say this one thing about like me dropping episodes. I really need to be dropping episodes every here and there. Right now, I'm going to start dropping episodes on Friday because Friday. I don't know. It's just that's just been in my mind was Friday. Now, I'm dropping this on a Saturday morning because, you know, Saturday mornings when everybody's chilling and whatnot, you had a long week, you're just, you're breathing and whatnot. And we're talking about maintenance and self, basically it's going to be a self-care episode. So, dropping this early. So, one thing I have done, and my mom came over the other day, and I was like, you know, since my mom is over here, you know what I mean, cook a little something. So I ended up making like a taco chili with cornbread. And my mom was just like, oh, are you cooking the cornbread on the stove? And I was like, why would I cook the cornbread on the stove? But but I ended up baking it. And she's like, oh, you need to get you a cast iron skillet. So when I went to the store the other day to pick up a couple of things, I ended up getting a cast iron skillet. And child, I read the instructions, but I'm like, you know, let me hop on my computer to make sure, because I've heard so much stuff about cast iron skillets and I've seen videos and I'm like, that's how you're supposed to keep it, you know, from rusting or whatnot, keep it from all that other good stuff. And I heard that cast iron skillets are good, you know, for iron. Like, it gives you, like, it helps give you iron. Listen, I heard that allegedly, okay? I'm gonna cook a cornbread in there and see how it comes out. But yeah, I got a cast iron skillet. I was gonna get a pizza pan, but I was like, nah, I have too many pans already. But another thing that I had to get was a plug-in. Like, just the plug-ins, because I already have the little thing. Air fresheners. Now, let me tell you. The cheap plug-in air freshener refills, they're called, the smell is stronger than, like, the other stuff. Like, Glade and Febreze and Bath and Body Works and Walmart. I want to say Walmart brand, but whatever the hell be in Walmart. It be strong. It'll just be so stronger. Like, I put it in one room. And child, I started to get a headache. I don't know. I guess the fragrance was trying to take me out or whatnot. But since the weather is getting cooler and the leaves are about to change colors and be beautiful or whatever, you know, everybody's going to get their cinnamon, spice, apple cider scents. This is what I do with Bath and Body Works. Like, when I don't feel like, when I just, like, stop using the scent, I just start using it as, like, a room air freshener, bathroom air freshener, like sprays, or like a car air freshener, because it's like, why not? But one of them that I came across when I was cleaning up my room was a pumpkin cider, or was it spice apple cider fragrance? It's not pretty nice, it's kind of strong, but I came across that when I was cleaning up and I was like, you know what, no, let me get into the holiday, quote holiday season, whatever the heck they call it. But I know that, I don't know, lately I haven't been getting sick when the seasons change or feeling probably, you know what, that's probably what was going on with me this week with the full, you know, with the moon and the seasons changing. It's probably hitting me, but I'm ready for time to fall back and for it to get cooler. Because this, being cold one minute and being hot one minute is messing with me too. Because one minute I'm just sitting in the house and I'm like mad hot, turn on all the fans, you know, AC is on cool. Next thing you know, it's cold, like really, really cold. And I have to put it on heat and then it gets hot again. So I'm ready for it to just settle, like make up your mind. But back to the air fresheners. So yeah, so I took the air freshener out the room and I put it in the kitchen since it's more of an open space. And since like I be using like vegetables and I be using seafood and I be throwing it in the trash. And I'm trying not to take the trash out like every day, like trying to let the trash fill up. put it there so when I go into the kitchen, I'm not smelling the trash as soon as I freaking step my foot down there. But yes, one thing I wanted to get was a candle, but the way the candles like burnt up, like I'm like, I want a candle that does not like, that's still like, what you call it? I want to say like burn down, but like a candle that you could burn and it doesn't move, like it's just sitting there. So I can just keep burning it, keep burning it, keep burning it. Because I love the smell. Them little vanilla cupcake, brownie, apple pie, pumpkin pie scents. I freaking love them. They smell so good. But I already know I'm about to hit up Etsy and look up who got some candles. Because I got to get me some candles. Because one thing I like to do is, and I haven't done this in a while, it's like when I take a shower, I like to burn one of them little eucalyptus spearmint type of candles or whatnot. And now that I've finished rearranging and decluttering my room, like I could finally like use my bathroom. I've been using like the hallway bathroom and whatnot. So I could finally use my bathroom. But like when it comes to washing my hair, I have to wash it in the hallway bathroom because the hair stopper, like, it fits better in that bathroom, but my punk-ass tub, it's like, it don't, no matter what, it just stays, getting clogged up. So, you know, most people will call a plumber. My mom is like, uh-uh, you better figure it out. So that goes back to the whole, you know, being one person and doing all these different things. If I owned a house, child, I'll be up there burnt out because I would try to do it myself versus like hitting somebody up to do it for me. So now that it is, quote, is it fall yet? I think fall's like in October. But now that it's like, you know, it's fall and stuff, everybody's about to get their little sweaters. It was a picture. I can't remember where I posted the picture. But it was a picture, it was like, all these girls, they were lined up, very, very country. They were all lined up, they all had on white sweaters, fedora hats, they had their little bags, their dark denim jeans, and their boots. And I was like, you know what? I've been seeing white sweaters a lot. I think it's time for me to get a white sweater. But it's like, I don't know, that's the thing, it's so tricky with COVID going on and whatnot, because it's like, dang, man, you know, how are we gonna do Thanksgiving? Like, because I'm ready, I have my outfits planned, but I also want to be safe, you know. Okay, so when it comes to quote unquote maintenance, most people think about like house, you know, just housing stuff. But lately, I've been, like, watching a lot of vlogs, and I've been seeing the, come with me maintenance day. They're getting their hair done, they're getting their nails done, they're getting a wax, they're getting their, lip fillers, eyelash extensions, what else, massages, facials. Exfoliating? I don't know. But yes, so it's self-care, okay? You know, a lot of people feel as though that, oh, these maintenance self-care is like, oh, we're trying to sell you, like a person trying to sell you a product. No, like take care of yourself. Like, what's so wrong with that? Take care of yourself. You know, all stuff that's, you know, feminine, or things that bring you joy. So yeah, now with self-care can be more than just like, you know, the nail, you know, nails, hair, all that stuff. It could be you like cleaning up your room, it could be you trying out different hair products, shoot, it could be you just laying on the ground, like eating your favorite food, buying something nice for yourself or for somebody else. It depends on your love language. So with self-care, it's always good, especially now, to do that as well. And I know when all of this like happened in March, people were just like, oh, you know, people were just like, oh, I don't have to take a shower, I'm not going nowhere. Oh, you know, why are y'all still doing that? You ain't going nowhere, you ain't going. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I let you know that some people think that, oh, you're doing all of this for someone else. No, we're doing it for yourself. And that's fine if you want to do that. I mean, I know there's different tiers, like high maintenance, low maintenance. And if you're a low maintenance person, that's cool. With that, you know, ain't nobody pushing you or whatever. If you're a high maintenance person, that's fine. You could be that. You don't have to. Listen, that's one thing I want to talk about, because I know that I would eventually forget it. Black women wanting to do better. Lately, it's been all this debate and just people like going out their way trying to humble black women, especially black women, that you do not know. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I'm like, it's weird and it's kind of uncomfortable. Like, somebody that completely doesn't know you is trying to humble you. And it's like, that lets you know there's different levels of what people think is, oh, you're like, you're getting ahead of yourself. But yeah, let black women do what they want, okay? So I'm starting to see more people talk about the luxury, black women in luxury, and all. Look, they can stay mad. Dang, if I'm like, oh my gosh, I love how she dressed or whatever. I, you know, it's something to put on my vision board. It's something to put on my, when I'm looking at different, on my Pinterest ideas. Like, shoot, give me some inspiration of how I want, because eventually I'm going to get to the point where I want to change up my look and how I dress. Because I'm like, you change every couple of years. So yes, all those good things. But yeah, like I said, let black women do whatever they want and whatnot. You know, people might think like, oh, that's doing too much. Why would you do that? Oh, that costs too much. I would never. Okay, good for you. Like, okay, good for you. Okay. Some of us like nice things. Listen, I don't care if I have $3 to my name. I'm still going to make a way, and I want to say, be bougie. Cause I get called bougie a lot, and it's like, it's not bougie, it's just like certain stuff I just like, it's not my interest and that I don't do. And I know with having a child, you know, people like, you know, let that baby get dirty, you know, kids are gonna do what they, you know, kids are kids. Yeah, I understand that, but I think on my daughter, she's very girly and whatnot. I don't know when it comes down to that hair. I don't know when it comes down to her hair. But I know one time she did like mess her hair up. And it was like a last minute thing. And I didn't have time because I had to go to work. So I understand that she was very upset about having to, you know, go to daycare with her hair looking a little bit crazy. So she cares. Like, so I think teaching kids about self-care, even if it's just something small, it's a good thing. It's not being, well, falling into society's view, blah, blah, blah. No, like, why don't you not want to take care of yourself? Let me stop. Because sometimes it don't even be about the money part. I know a lot of people like to be like, oh, you know, money this, money that, money this. Sometimes it don't even have to be about the money part. Because I feel as though we're living in a way that you really could find alternatives to a lot of stuff. Shoot, I was watching documentaries about people being homeless. And they still, some of them still found a way to practice self-care and their maintenance. And it was just so interesting how creative they were with what they were doing. Like, so creative. Like you said, making a dollar out of 15 cents. So, all right. So, one thing I want to talk about is trying out new stuff, because many people just jump into things. And then next, you know, we have all these bad reviews and whatnot. And it's just like, let's talk about that. So, one thing I was definitely told and read about was that when you're trying out new products and stuff, a patch test. That's one thing I definitely do skip over, is doing a patch test. Because, man, I've been playing around with some chemicals, and I wish I did do a patch test on the last thing that I used, because I kind of damaged my hair. So, of course, always do a patch test. I know many of us be in a rush, but sit down and do a patch test. It's not going nowhere, okay? So, when trying out new skincare products, it was told, I don't know, they said this is for your face, but it said to always try it on your chest first and see how your chest reacts before trying it on your skin. And that is kind of a good idea, but sometimes our skin is like so, so tricky and stuff, because I could put something on my skin and like my cheeks will react to it real bad, or the side of my face will react to it real bad. And then the rest of my face is just like relaxing. So it's very complicated. It's a complicated situation. I don't want to talk about it. But it's always good to do your research and like trust your gut that it's going to work for you and whatnot. That's one thing I definitely do, is a lot of research, because I have very tricky skin. And lately, I found a way that my skin, I won't say I found a way, but I'm now understanding my skin better. So like, if I see that a part of my skin is really red, I'm like, this might not be for me. And sometimes it's kind of hard, because with so many products, I'm starting to hear about, oh, sometimes your skin breaks out first and then it goes into, and it's like, oh my gosh, what the hell? So it's like, trying new products is definitely interesting. It's okay to read bad reviews on stuff, because you can see how it does not, like, you can take it as a tip, learn from other people. So when I'm looking at something, I always look at the bad reviews first. And sometimes it don't, people are just like, it wasn't for me. That was it. Or they're like, you know, my expectations were kind of high or whatnot. And it just be that. Now, if the thing is like, oh my God, don't do this, blah, 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 blah. Everybody's skin is different. Everybody's body is different. So if something doesn't work for you, sometimes it don't be really, really horrible. It could be just not for you. You know, everything's not a one size fit all. Especially when it comes down to lashes. Like, you have to adjust the lashes to your eyes instead of just throwing them on your face. Because sometimes I used to just throw them on my face. So it's okay to cut the lashes down. And I understand, like, we be dropping a bag on lashes. So you were like, I'm trying to get the most use out of this or whatnot. But try not to combine too many things at once. And if you do, I know I do this with hair products. I don't know if you could do this with other stuff, but it's good to like take the products that you plan on using and mix them together and seeing how they react. Sometimes it could cause this little grainy stuff. Sometimes it mixes good and it turns out to be clear. So that's how you know that they go together. But sometimes it don't mix at all. It just sits there. So that's one thing. But hydration is important. Being moisturized, hydrate yourself from the inside out. I drink water I have to put myself on a schedule to drink water now. Because sometimes I'm like, did I drink water? Did I? And one thing I invested in is a, I think it's a 3-gallon jug that you be seeing like people putting like water coolers or whatnot. So I invested in one of those and I go get it refilled for like $1. And it lasts me a good couple of weeks. I have to go get it refilled. I don't know when because I have to plan. I usually get a refill when I go grocery shopping. You know, so, you know, since I'm in that area, just get all that done at the same time. But that's what I do for my water because your girl be working out. I be working out and I'm proud of myself. Because not as far as like, not for like weight loss, just for like toning up. Because I kind of like my body where it's at. But I'm proud of myself because I like stuck to it. And because I missed working out. I'm an athletic person. So I miss working out because I used to work out like crazy back when I was in high school. And I think what got me motivated to work out was just like how I felt afterwards. You know, those happy hormones, okay? Those happy hormones. So I felt good after working out. And whoocha, I've been through it when it comes down to working out. Of course, you take your time. They mostly say consult a physician. So, you know, you do that. Me, I don't consult a physician because I've been doing these things. Like, I always take what I've always asked questions. So when I do like try workouts and whatnot, I do take my time. I do make sure I stretch. You got to stretch real good. I have back issues, so I definitely stretch my back out real good before I work out. I stretch my back out real good after I work out because I do not want to feel that pain. Now, I did drop weight really, really fast, and whoo, I was going through it. I was trying different things, so that's why I say it's always good to consult a physician or whatnot before you try these things out, of course. So I was going through it, but eventually I recovered, of course. The type of workouts I do is mostly dance cardio. I do try to lift weights, 5-pound weights or whatnot. So I lift weights for my arms, for my back. One thing I dislike about workouts, and this is just me, every workout focuses so much on the booty. Like, every workout focuses on the booty. Every time, because, listen, I was not very consistent with working out throughout these past couple of years. But every workout that I did, when I did work, started back working out, my butt will be lifted and it'll be out here. Like, that's the first thing. Because when I work out, I have to create my own type of workout. Because I know that if I follow a lot of these workout influencers, and it's good to follow these workout influencers, okay? They be having some tips. And support smaller people. So when I be, like, following these workouts, like, it's always squat, jump squat, leg squat, lean, front lunge, ass to grass, and I'm like, I don't want to do my booty. My booty is fine, okay? My booty is fine. But I want to focus on, like, my arms. Of course, my arms, you know, because I'm trying to get the upper body strength. I'm trying to swing on poles for fun, okay? I'm trying to, like, and it's all crazy. One thing I dislike. It's just like when somebody's like, oh, you can't just focus on one part of the body. You got to work the... Listen, you actually can, because if you just do arms, like, you're going to get your arms the way you want it to get it. But yes, of course, you have to use your whole body, but it's just like, you know, certain workouts targeted. And one thing I do like is HIIT workouts. I love HIIT workouts because it's like, you go in, and then it's like light workout. Then you go in, then it's like workout. So it doesn't feel like a workout to me. Because that's another thing that makes me not want to work out is when it feels like a workout. And another thing I did was invest in some workout clothes. So I feel like I'm doing my thing because I work out at home. Like I don't have a gym membership, even though there's a gym right down the street from me. But it's just like, yeah, that'll motivate me to get up and go there. But it's just like I prefer working at home because then you really have to plan. You have to plan it out and stuff. But it's like I can plan it out without like leaving the house because that would be like an extra step. So yeah, so working out, I love it. Like I want to work out right now. But like decluttering my room was like a workout for me. Like I was in there sweating, lifting stuff, putting stuff back down. I know I have to stretch before I go to bed. But another thing that could be maintenance out of all the things, your only maintenance could probably be just resting. That's it. Just resting. Going to bed, getting some sleep without some undisturbed sleep. I know that everybody wants that. Some sleep where you can sleep and not have to have somebody wake you up in the middle of you resting and your body feeling tired even after you go back to sleep and finish out your like some just some that sleep feels so good. And that's one thing I definitely be focusing on is making sure I get some sleep. Cause I be having stuff to do. And with working out, it does help to get you like back into that. It helps you rest. It really do help you rest. Especially, I try to do yoga every here and there. Like after I wake up, I try to do some yoga, stretch the body out, get me ready to start my day. Even if I don't work out, because yoga has its benefits. So I'm like, yeah, you know what yoga means? You kind of cool. You kind of cool. And yoga could be a workout as well. Like it's good for the abs. So since all these other workouts focus so much on the booty and the legs, I'm like, you know what, yoga? I'm gonna focus on my abs with this. So yeah, I also got some gloves to wear so I don't really hurt my hands or whatnot. And so now I'm going to talk about things that bring me joy when it comes down to maintenance day. Exfoliating. I love exfoliating. Oh my goodness, child. I exfoliate. I try not to, but I'll probably exfoliate like every time I take a shower. I try not to. I try not to, okay? But like right after you like shaved your legs and you exfoliate and your skin is just so soft. And then you put lotion on it and it's just so smooth. Oh, I just like that feeling. And especially like the exfoliators that have benefits, like the coffee scrubs and the turmeric scrubs. I don't know if the turmeric works for me, but I don't be paying attention. But yeah, the turmeric scrubs. I do try to use it on my face sometimes, see if it'll help with like the dark colors or whatnot, or if it helps with. Cause my mom told me I got eczema, and I've been looking at my skin, and it do look kind of eczema-y. But like the weather is changing, so it could be my skin acting up again because of the weather. So that's why I try to focus on moisture because the air is about to be dry. So another thing is, I did my nails the other day, and I kind of liked them. I couldn't get the shape right, but I was like, it felt good to have some nails, to have some to tap on and stuff. And I would do my nails again, but I try to do my nails like after I do my hair because, shoot, I'm not no professional when it comes to nails. I'm not trying to have colors fade and nails pop off while I'm doing my hair, but I know that I'm settling into my adultness because I'm getting excited about like blankets and you know, new lotions and trying out new new hair products and new shampoos and stuff. And like, man, I was looking at getting a new desk and I was like, do I want a bigger desk or do I just want to change up this desk that I have here, like paint it or something? So, you know, I get excited about like new house gadgets and stuff. I'd be looking at videos about like, what are they called? Hacks or things that you need for your room or for your living room or for your kitchen. So I'd be getting excited about those type of things. And I'm like, you know what? I would drop a bag on some art, on some food, on some stuff that could help me around the house. But I'm not buying $40 jeans. I am not buying $40 jeans. I can't. For some reason, I can't. Because I'm like, I used to not really wear jeans like that. Because, you know, a girl was thick. But I used to wear leggings a lot. Oh, and that's another thing. So, everybody about to bust out their leggings, their Uggs, their burgundies, their orange, their yellows, their freaking olive greens, their browns, their light browns. Unpopular opinion, the best colors that are out here. I don't want to hear it. Those are the best colors, not just for fall, just in general, okay? So, you know, all that good warm stuff to go with their pumpkin apple cider candles or whatnot. But yes, my Uggs still work perfectly fine, but I do want to get some different boots. I'm going to hop on Shoe Dazzle. I'm going to hop on whatever it's called where you get like your first pair $10 and then like they send you a different pair of shoes every month, but I'm going to cancel that. I don't know who needs to hear this, but tying your hair down, wearing a bonnet, is nothing new, okay? A bonnet is nothing new. I keep seeing these different vlogs about, oh my god, this 7-year-old found a way to protect her hairstyles. This might be the new trend. No, it's not the new trend, okay? Bonnets have been around forever. Please stop it. But yeah, tie your hair down to save your styles, keep your hair moisturized. Preserve your edges. Yes, preserve them edges. Bonnet, scarf, do-rag, whatever you call it. Keep your hair protected. But speaking of scarves, like I looked at my scarves in the closet and I'm like, I'm ready to wear these. I'm ready to keep my neck warm. Okay? I'm prepared this winter. I'm prepared for this winter. But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I have been your host, Lynn. Make sure you like, share, leave a thumbs up, a review, all that good stuff. Thank you for listening. I really, really do thank you for listening. I'm like, wow, people actually listen to me. But I will talk to you in the next episode.